This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back into Sports Talk. You heard there, too. Check out Inside Black and Gold. Myself and Jeff Nowak breaking down some stuff from Saints organized team activities, which we got to witness yesterday at the team's facility. Another round of OTAs begin next week, and then it'll be mandatory minicamp after that, where we get back-to-back-to-back viewing sessions. And definitely, you know, we're not anywhere close to training camp time, but at least we got some kind of football to talk about.
Yeah, I feel like every year there's less and less to talk about because the CBA becomes more and more stringent on, like, I feel like I remember 11-on-11 drills in OTAs previously, and now it's only 7-on-7s. But no, when you see how this process goes in the offseason, you start to understand more why, you know, when you, like, the first month of the NFL season is almost never indicative of how it's going to go overall, like, because it takes a while for teams to really get their feet under them, because you don't really get a lot of actual work outside of training camp, and training camp's not that long. You know, like you talk to Bobby, like they used to do two-a-days, you know, padded practices every day, and now it's like you get like nine. So, and how do you, especially when you're in the Saints situation, like you're installing a new offense and a new defense, when do you do that? When do you actually get on the field to do that? Because it's like, this isn't that. You're not really. I mean, you're installing stuff, but not really. You're not repping anything.
Yeah, you mentioned that with Hebert. He said yesterday, too, it's like a day off. It was like 10 to 15 days before they got a day off.
Right. So, and I don't know if that's better or worse. It's definitely not better from a health perspective. And, you know, obviously head injuries is something you want to avoid. And so there's a lot based on that and the health. But, you know, it's one of the reasons it's hard to see the Saints having a lot of success this season is because of that, because they're going to have to learn in real time a lot of this stuff and adapt in real time. And, you know, there's no getting around. It's only going to get less and less and less than it is right now. But it's like these last two OTAs, it's like, I mean, I'm not getting a ton out of this because they're not doing much.
We have a question about the cornerback room going into this season. We've even heard maybe some rumblings the Saints could be interested in bringing in another body there, but a guy that's pretty entrenched as, I guess, the leader of that group now is Alante Taylor. We talked to him on draft night as well, but was available after the OTA viewing after Thursday session in the Saints locker room. And here's a little bit of what Saints corner Alante Taylor had to say after his OTA workout.
How have you been fitting into the new system? How are things going for you so far?
I think it's going pretty well. I'm kind of picking up on it pretty fast. I've watched a lot of tape, a lot of film. I've spent a lot of hours just kind of in the lab is what Staley would call it. But I think I'm doing pretty good.
Coach Moore said that your versatility, your ability to adapt, the speed that you have is going to be really helpful for this defense. You know, how do you see your role?
I think my role is going to be pretty crucial. I think I'm going to help the defense out in many ways. I kind of get the feeling that I had going into my senior year at Tennessee when we had Coach Banks comes in and Coach Martinez comes in with the freedom that I have to kind of move around and just kind of play my game, and I kind of feel like a robot out there. So super excited about it.
How has it been so far working in Coach Daly's system? Not, has it hasn't been long. What's it like for you? How's it been working
on it? It's been fun. I've actually had a lot of fun playing in it. I've been able to, like I said, move around, kind of play my style of play. But once I kind of grasped the book and things like that, I've been able to just kind of freely play. So the playbook side of it, I've kind of like got an idea of how it wants to be played, and now I can kind of go out there and just use my style of play.
How grateful are you to the past 3 years just being able to play on the outside, being able to play on the inside, and now being able to put that into what you're doing now?
Super grateful. I feel like me playing inside has helped me a lot as far as the knowledge of the game, knowing where I need to be at. Kind of playing inside, playing outside, and having guys like Kool-Aid and Ike and, you know, those guys come in and play on the outside of me, it feels good knowing like they know what they're supposed to do as well. So it kind of lets me play that freedom, right? And then we can kind of communicate and things like that. So, you know, surrounded by some pretty good guys and guys who are going to allow me and kind of play free.
What are your overall impressions of Kellen Moore?
My impressions of him? Coach Moore is dope. I like him a lot. He's a young coach, but you can kind of see that as far as the energy that he brings into the team meetings, and, you know, kind of letting some of the guys pick, you know, whatever music we're listening to going into the meetings and things like that. But I think a guy who's gonna I think this would be a good role for him. A guy who has experience, like you said, of like winning the Super Bowl last year, kind of just coming in, letting everybody have a clean slate. You know, nobody has any red marks on them right now. Everybody kind of can tell their own story by the way that they practice and the way that they come in the building every day. So that's super exciting.
Saints cornerback Alante Taylor, and man, oh man, going into year four for him, and has had to deal with a lot of moving around in the defense, and curious to see how Brandon Staley wants to implement him in his scheme.
Yeah, you know, I do think one of the benefits of calling the nickel role the star is it's a lot easier to sell to people, right? Like, I feel like there's this, like, I want to be an outside corner. Hey, we need you in the nickel. What if you're the star?
And you're like, whoa, wait a minute.
You know, that sounds pretty good. I like that.
I like the sound of that, right?
I like being the star. Because even I think there was a question in there where he was like, about being the star, and he took it as like the star cornerback. And I'm like, I am the star cornerback. I just think that's funny, because whether that's intentional or not, I do think that it's going to be easier to sell to a guy like Alante. Like, you're the star. All right, I'm the star.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.